Hi, this is David McQueen, and welcome to the David McQueen Podcast. Back in October 2022, I published the last episode of my, what's now my former podcast called The Brave Leader. This was a podcast that I had that focused on insights and interviews around inclusive leadership in the workplace. Now, if I'm really honest, I pressed pause on publishing more episodes because of two things. Firstly, I lost my mojo around the why I was doing it, and then the anxiety of having to think up regular episodes like other podcasters I look up to was just stopping me from just getting on with it. It just was like a full-time job and I just didn't want to do that. So I spent the latter part of 2022, from the last episode to the end of the year, just thinking about what to do next. At that point, I'd interviewed about 7 or maybe 8 people whose conversations I had yet to publish, and I didn't want to waste them, but I had to think about what I was going to do next. The one thing I didn't want to do was to have taken up people's time and then not doing anything with that content. Of course, not every episode that I've recorded does make it to be published, but I did like these interviews. And you'll see the people who I've spoken to anyway. They were cool. But a big part of my personal brand is around being brave and courageous. Often people know that I'm able to say out things quite loud that people think about, but they're either too nervous or too scared, you know, the social media charter they have at their work or their business, so they can't speak about it. Whereas with me, I don't really give a shit. I'll just say what it is. I'll say it with compassion and empathy, but I'll say it because I don't feel that I should have to self-censor and shut myself down. And I felt that even though I called my podcast The Brave Leader, I was still being somewhat tame and not very brave. I was self-censoring. I was wondering how profanity, if I said fuck off or shit, or somebody ran to my parents and told them that I'd sworn at the age of 53, would I still be worried? Or if I had unpopular subjects, would it go down unwell with corporate clients or religious listeners? Or even what happens if children are listening to this? But then I realized people can always choose to switch off if this isn't for them, if this isn't to their taste. So why was I out here trying to make the choice for others? Let me just do what I do best. There's another thing that actually got under my skin, and it was that this underlying thing to do short, bite-sized podcasts. And I convinced myself that it was never going to be really longer than a half hour. And that was my rule. And then I got listening to some long-form podcasts, some that went over an hour, some that even went up to 2. And I realized that there were some absolutely brilliantly meaty conversations that were not for the too long, didn't listen audience, but they had good content. And even when you looked at them online, whether it was on YouTube or listening to them on another platform, they really had traction. So even though it's not the immediate thing I went to, I realized, why am I just shutting the door on that? I also realized, here's another realization, that I play down my humor too. Now, yeah, there are those who know me quite well, and those who have picked up the stuff that I've done for my written content. And I say know me better than most, and they can say that I can be a bit risque. I can say some jokes that can be a bit, close to the line, borderline. But surely that's me, right? So why should I play that down if it's part of what makes me me? So I decided I want to relaunch my podcast again, and still centering on leadership. Leadership still matters because it's a subject I'm mad passionate about, but I want to go deeper. And I not only want to speak to like-minded practitioners, but I also want to be able to entertain, whether through interviews or insights, some of the ideas around leadership that might trouble me, some of the concepts around the world, not just in the West, that might be different to what I believe in. And obviously, I'm not out here creating a platform or a space for people who have a history of total disregard and a lack of compassion for people who are marginalized, but rather truly being challenged by ideas that make me feel uncomfortable around leadership and asking myself, why do I feel uncomfortable about this? For example, you know, a lot of people say and have all these memes about great leadership and this is what a great leader does and you should be able to listen and what have you. But Steve Jobs, for example, in Apple, he was a great leader, But you never really see those kind of memes there, because he was irascible. He had a bad temper. He was known for being not a nice person to work with, but he was still able to take people on a journey. And he was able to build a platform like Apple to what it is. So in many respects, he was a great leader. And I'm sure there are many other examples that we can think of. So I don't mind feeling uncomfortable. I just need to be able to explore, what is it in this point or in this angle around leadership that actually makes me feel uncomfortable, and challenge myself on that. And so I've decided to relaunch it with the David McQueen podcast. And I mean, if you're looking for me, you're going to Google my name, right? So why should I give it any other name? And so this is my attempt to speak on a number of topics that leadership impacts, not just in the workplace, but I also want to go into the weeds in terms of the research, or lack of it, in academia, and see how much of it compares to the memes and wacky bullshit that dominate the leadership industry. Sometimes it will just be me riffing on a specific topic, and other times it will be some nice interviews with folk who may challenge me. Sometimes it may be a bit of something in between. Sometimes it may be straightforward. Other times I maybe do some narrative storytelling. Who knows? Depends on my production team. And I'm really happy to discuss leadership in the civic society too. It's not just in the workplace. How does it affect things like youth groups and communities and religious groups and everything in between? And I want to be able to explore sponsorship and advertising opportunities as well. Squarespace and Notion, if you're listening, I'm coming for you. Because this thing has to be paid for, right? And I believe it will get better with a good production team who are able to place adverts well, that they don't take over. And obviously, in order to have a really good production team, really good editing, really good sound, they ain't cheap. You got to pay for them. And so, yeah, I'm going to entertain that idea as well. We'll see how it goes. The one thing I won't do, though, is I'm not going to be doing any videos for my podcasts. I hate them. Because I still like the radio feel about podcasts. That whole NPR and Radio 4, BBC Radio 4 production feel. I think of shows like The Archers or Serial podcasts, where you don't see the people, but you have to paint an image. You have to paint the in your head, the smells and the sights, but only on the basis of some dopely edited audio as your guide. Yeah, long live audio only. And even if I have to put it on YouTube, you know, sometimes you've got to get a little bit of traction, it will only be with audio and a holding image. I mean, screw this whole idea. You need video snippets for your social media traction. I don't want people to have to worry about what they look like when they're having the conversation with me. That's not why I'm podcasting. I just want to be able to speak. I will also say this won't be a weekly thing. It will be batched. Seasonal, if you will. Trying to churn out weekly episodes makes me anxious. So yeah, more intentional, but more spaced out. And I will let you know when new batches come through. And in the meantime, I'll just send you back to some of the old ones. So I have about 7 or so interview episodes, as I said, left from the last iteration of this podcast. And I intend to honour those episodes by releasing them over the course of January 2023. And then we move on to the next. So buckle up, yo. I'm ramping things up a notch. Some more swearing, irreverence, truth, research, data, interviews, all that kind of stuff. And I'm excited for the next phase of this journey for the leadership narratives that I really, really enjoy. So subscribe wherever you get your podcast feeds, or just Google Dave McQueen or the David McQueen podcast. And I'm sure it will come up somewhere eventually. Love and light. Really looking forward to you subscribing and being part of this journey with me. Peace. The Dave McQueen podcast is a Q Talent Management production. The music is Biscuit by Lacrimbo.